KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high of 83. Just a slight chance for any isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, an alleged violation of Iowa's open meetings law by the Red Oak Community School District won't be resolved anytime soon. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Iowa Public Information Board directed its staff on Thursday to work with the Red Oak School Board and three complainants to resolve concerns about the alleged violation of state open meeting laws in an effort to bypass a formal process. The IPIB, that is, received reports at its regular meeting that recommended probable cause be found for violations of state law by the Red Oak School Board for its April 10th and April 14th meetings. Margaret Johnson, deputy director of the IPIB, said the school board's president and its attorney asked during a teleconference on Tuesday to explore an informal resolution. The school board had previously rejected negotiating a settlement because it maintained closed sessions that drew two of complaints that were properly conducted. The Red Oak School Board currently is defending itself in three cases before the board. A complaint filed by former Red Oak High School principal Jed Sherman on May the 5th about meetings held in April and May. A complaint filed by resident Don Rogerson on May the 15th about a meeting in May. And a complaint filed by resident Margaret Stoldorf on July the 9th about a meeting in June. Johnson said the cases are being treated separately, but there is some intertwining with the shared subject of the complainants. The board decided to give Red Oak one more month, asking a report to be brought back for its October meeting. Separate votes were held on each of the complaints, although the IPIB discussed all three at the same time and referenced elements of the different cases. A long list of unaddressed problems could cause school districts in Hamburg and Farragut to lose accreditation by the end of the school year. The Daily Nonpareil, citing two reports released Wednesday by the Iowa Department of Education, reports the Fremont County districts have struggled with overspending, compliance with state regulations, and continued enrollment loss. The districts have 30 days to respond to the Department of Education. The report recommended Hamburg and Farragut resolve district issues individually, together as part of a merged district or part of another district. Reports that the districts lacked facilities compliant with Americans with Disabilities Act guidelines. The cost to make facilities ADA compliant is unknown. However, it would likely outweigh the district's resources. The report also says districts have administrative, curriculum, and other policy issues. Hamburg Superintendent Terry Keneally wrote in a letter on the district's website earlier this week, the district should have ongoing conversations with neighboring communities. For 2014, the Hamburg and Farragut districts have a combined enrollment of more than 300 students. The reports of the district's priority on whole grade sharing and reorganization has pushed the best interest of the students to the back burner. In addition, the district's current finances would likely hinder necessary improvements required for the facility's continued operations. Atlantic High School Guidance Counselor Craig Fredin reports the Iowa Association for College Admissions Counseling will sponsor a college fair on Tuesday, September 23rd at the Atlantic High School from 2 until 3:15 p.m. Fredin, who serves as the site coordinator for the event, announced that 60 representatives from post-secondary institutions will be present to speak about opportunities at their colleges, vocational and technical schools, and military services. The Iowa Association for College Admission Counseling has established 30 college day, college night programs throughout the state to provide a supportive environment for students to obtain information and appropriate counseling that will be helpful in their college selection process. Students, parents, or interested adults from Atlantic and the surrounding communities are invited to attend Tuesday's event. And officials of the bank based in Trainer say a $10 million project in Southwest Iowa includes two new locations and expansions of its corporate office. The Omaha World Herald reports TS Bank Company, which acquired two banking groups in North Dakota this summer, is growing so it can bring more jobs to the area. Kelsey Stupfel, chief experience officer for TS Bank, told the paper they want to expand locally, and those plans include a new Council Bluffs branch to be located near North Main Street and Canesville Boulevard, and an Atlantic branch of TS Bank is planned for an opening in the fall of 2015. TS Bank has also purchased land in Underwood for another branch, but construction plans have not begun. Expansions also include adding 11,000 square feet for more office space at TS Bank's corporate office in Trainer. Those renovations are expected to be completed by March of next year. In May and June, TS Banking Group acquired Bank of Tioga in Tioga, North Dakota, and Farmers State Bank of Crosby in Crosby, North Dakota. Stufel said the organization purchased the banks because they were in good standing credit and had similar values with TS Banking Group. At this time, those banks will keep their current names. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Marilyn Prawl, age 82, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marilyn Prawl will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Leona Peterson, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Leona Peterson will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlene Sani, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Charlene Sani will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Louise Smith, age 66, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Louise Smith will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Ackerman, age 95, formerly of Atlantic, died June the 9th in Idaho. Memorial services for Dorothy Ackerman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home. Merwin Brown, age 81, who's formerly of Harlan, died September 2nd in Texas. An outdoor celebration of life gathering for Merwin Brown will be held at the home of Gary and Carol Robertson in Elkhorn tomorrow from noon until 4. Helen Langenfeld, age 91, of Erling, died Wednesday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Langenfeld will be Saturday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dudley D. Paul, age 62, of Jacksonville, Florida, died June the 10th. Services for Dudley D. Paul will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Patricia Peterson, age 91, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Patricia Peterson will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Bill Armstrong, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Armstrong will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Elaine Leota Johnson, age 75, of Villisca, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services will be held for Elaine Johnson at this time. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.